They've just taken the easy way out. They didn't do any work at all to contextualize the situation like we see in the ICOC. So for them, it's just the law. They're just reading the law and not putting that into context. And it's a really big disappointment.
And this ruling from the court basically means that the tax-free salaries are constitutional, that they are legal. Where does this leave you now and all the other people who are opposed to this?
Yes, the tax, salaries of the MPs plus their all their allowances will now be tax-free. That includes them being paid $400 a day. For acting or supervising, and that amount you could calculate is more than their monthly pay. For us, the people that support or are against this, yes, the Court of Appeal has ruled in that manner, but it is disappointing. But as I said, we're not surprised that they are taking the easy way out. And the message we get from the Court of Appeal with regard to PEC's award is that however unpopular the decisions they make, they have the legal right to do so. So they have created a monster that, you know, the MPs can just award themselves all sorts of entitlements and we will not be able to challenge that. But, I mean, the only way it is for the law to be changed by the parliamentarians, but then they are the ones who receive this entitlement, so that is unlikely to happen. However, for us, it's not the end of the road. We are going to continue to put pressure on government as well as on PEC and work with like-minded MPs to have the constitution changed, to have this repealed, because they can do it if they want to. So that's what we are working on.
The tax-free salaries were hugely unpopular among ordinary Solomon Islanders. Local media even reported that there was outrage after the Court of Appeal's ruling. What have ordinary people been saying to you about this ruling?
They have been saying that it is unfair. Some of them are saying some things that we know probably is not true. But they are pushing us not to abandon the case. Not pushing us, but they are requesting and asking us, those of us like Transparency Solomon Islands, FSI, the unions and others, to do what we can to have the constitution changed as well as to have the laws changed and to have this Parliamentary Entitlement Commission repeal the awards.
As you've said, it seems unlikely that MPs will reverse the tax-free salaries just by themselves. What sort of pressure do you think it will require for them to make that decision?
A lot of pressure. I think on Wednesday, another thing, but on Wednesday, there was the red T-shirt protest again, and discussions are still going on at the moment. We have the lawyers standing by to prepare the constitutional changes that we want to put through a private member's motion and do a parliamentary petition. This is the things that we have at hand to push them. And continuous pressure, I believe, will bring about some changes. If that is not the case, the 2018 election is coming up. And we are going to do public awareness campaign strategically to ensure that people do vote in members of leaders that will truly serve this country and not their own pockets.